Time to talk a little bit of rugby. Andrew Swain, Fox Sports commentators there. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, boys.
Now, the Super Rugby started on the weekend over in South Africa. We don't start till this week, but this is because the South Africans wanted a rest in the middle of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So South Africa, once again, we're bowing to their pressure in Sansa. but they wanted an extra week to prepare for their test series this year. We've got three tests in June also against Ireland, so not like it's not hard enough for us anyway. But they got off to a good start. Stormers had a victory against the Jaguars over in the middle of the night there in Cape Town. And then the Lions also got a win over the Sharks. So it was actually pretty good footy, to be fair. Really good start, and I had to have a couple of Red Bulls to stay up late to watch those ones, but was very good footy.
Andrew, why didn't Australia take the week then if they have the same schedule during the course of the international series?
Yeah, look, it's a very good question, actually. But I just think that South Africa have a lot of control over Sansa.
Right.
And that's what they wanted. I think Australia were kind of like, let's just do whatever else, everyone else wants. We've had enough dramas as it is, so let's not cause any more stink.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, we've got the Aussie franchises in action this week for their round one clash. Rebels up against the Reds, Sunwolves up against the Brumbies, and the Waratahs take on the Stormers. We've got the prices for that very shortly as well. Do we take much out of that really good performance from the Waratahs at Brookvale Oval against the Rebels last week?
Yeah, look, I think you should, actually. It was a very good performance from the Waratahs, considering that, you know, they've had their fair share of dramas as well, but they've got a lot of stars in that team. Couple of injury clouds, but I really think that they were very impressive against the Rebels. The Rebels, obviously, you know, a lot of players from the Western Force coming over and joining their team, so probably didn't have the cohesion yet, but that'll come with a bit of time, and they've got a lot of good players in their team. But the Stormers will pose a pretty big threat for the Waratahs for their first round. They, as I said, had a very good win against the Jaguars with a couple of really good young players in their team. I think it'll be a pretty tight one at Allianz on Saturday night.
Yeah, it may well be. Just the Rebels and the Reds. Brad Thorne, there's been a lot of conjecture over his selection policy.
Non-selection
policy of the not picking of Quade Cooper and, you know, the $650,000 a year to play club rugby and all that. We won't really know till the course of this year runs it through, because, mate, if he does the right thing, they win, then everyone's going to say you've done the right thing. And if they get beaten, everyone's going to turn around and say, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think the biggest litmus test will come for Brad Thorne with results, which is, you know, pretty much what every coach is judged by. But I think that you know, he's a tough man, hard man, a man who built his career on hard work. And everything coming out of the Reds news-wise is that these guys have had the hardest preseason they've ever had. You know, boot camps and that sort of thing. I don't want to judge Brad Thorne until he starts to produce results. And look, against the Rebels, it's probably a good one to come up against round one for the Reds. A hard local derby against the Rebels side, looking to prove something. The Reds had an ordinary year last year. They'll be looking to prove something as well without those big stars. Of course, no Carmichael Hunt either. He goes to court today. So, look, pretty young side for the Reds, and you'd hope that they'd start to pull something together, you know, in the early rounds of Super Rugby.
Now, what about the Sunwolves in our conference, in our time zone, and, of course, a World Cup coming up there in 2019? The impact of the Sunwolves, I know, we know they've got a pretty strong domestic competition, Japan. Is it having an impact in perhaps growing the game over there, do you think, Andrew?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Looking forward to it. We head up to Tokyo to call the round this year, which would be great. And look, I think the Sunwolves will improve, and it'll improve the standard of their rugby for their national team. Great for them to be involved in the Aussie conference as well. Means that they get, you know, they don't have to travel as much, so they will improve. But you're right, it's definitely going to grow their game through to the 2019 World Cup next year. I'm looking forward to getting up there and scoping out a few little spots before the World Cup next year.
Yeah, certainly. And the Rebels, they've got a combination of the Force and the Rebels of last year. They're going to take a little while to just, I suppose, gel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've got 12 Force players who've come over and signed in Melbourne. And as we saw in that trial up at Brookvale the other day, they haven't quite gelled yet. But a lot of those players are pretty high-profile players. Mm. And, of course, Adam Coleman is the captain this year. He's from a Western Force lock, and he's a real hard man, Adam Coleman, a real tough guy. Looking forward to seeing him bash a few heads this year. And they've got Dave Vessels as well, the former Force coach, who, you know, last year was probably the best year the Force had had in years. It's a shame that they got cut. But, yeah, look, I think he'll have a really good influence on that group. And he's proven that he can bring guys together in times of turmoil. So I think that, yeah, Dave Vessels would be a really good influence on the Rebels.
Yes, it's all about to unfold from a rugby point of view. You can catch it all on Fox Sports. We appreciate that, Andrew. Enjoy your time over in Tokyo, and no doubt we'll catch up again.
Absolutely, boys. Thanks very much.